You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Rafe Gomez, a principal at VC Incorporated Marketing in New York, which provides sales support, messaging optimization, and lead generation services to businesses across the United States. Rafe, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me back.
Hey, you're welcome. So, Rafe, explain what you mean by messaging optimization. What is it, and why do organizations need it?
Well, messaging optimization, Eric, is something that ensures a company's sales and marketing efforts and information is as clear, concise, and convincing as possible. The goal is to get prospects and potential customers informed about what you offer and why it's valuable so that they take that next crucial step and contact you directly about the solutions that your offerings can deliver to their organization. Messaging optimization is necessary for any organization in any industry, whether it's B2B or B2C, that's looking to stay ahead of their competition and develop inbound sales inquiries both now and into the future.
So why is messaging optimization so important for organizations?
It's important for all organizations because most organizations focus on creating and delivering great products or services and getting them out to the marketplace, which is important, but it's also crucial to explain why customers need that product or service. What are the benefits? What are the advantages? What are the solutions? And what are the results? If those facts aren't communicated clearly, concisely, and convincingly, it's going to be difficult for an organization to find and retain its customers.
And do established organizations need to optimize their messaging, or is it something that's more relevant to startups?
Established organizations definitely need it. They need it so they can stay ahead of their competitors and remain relevant in the marketplace. And it's absolutely essential for startups, since they need to find and attract and then convince customers to buy what they're offering. Because many startups, they make the mistake of focusing only on their product or their service and not so much on the messaging that's required to sell those products or services. So if the messaging isn't clear, if it's not concise, if it's not convincing, and if it doesn't explain the key benefits that the startup's products or services offer, that startup's going to have a very difficult time gaining traction in the marketplace.
Today we're joined by Rafe Gomez, a principal at VC Incorporated Marketing in New York City, which provides sales support, messaging optimization, and lead generation services to businesses across the United States here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Rafe, what are some ways that organizations can use optimized messaging, and also how does it affect lead generation and sales?
Eric, pretty much everything that's coming out of an organization's online or offline efforts need to reflect and incorporate this optimized messaging. All client-facing sales and marketing material, marketing emails, landing pages, site content, podcasts, brochures, presentations, everything that has that organization's name on it needs to incorporate optimized messaging in order to convince a potential customer to become a regular customer. If a company's sales and marketing materials don't have that strategic optimized message within, baked in, and incorporated into what they're presenting, they're going to end up with disjointed, incoherent, and random communications that won't deliver results. They won't make a compelling case for the necessity of their product or service among potential customers, and it won't give them a competitive edge. So in order for interactions with potential customers to generate results, and specifically sales, every outgoing communication from an organization needs to reflect and include its optimized message. It needs to be the company's mantra, its through line, its theme, and its backbone in every initiative that an organization's sales and marketing team undertakes. So when organizations take that step to research and then craft and then share a clear, concise, and convincing optimized message, it makes it fast and easy for potential customers to understand the solutions that the organization can deliver. And it makes it that much faster and easier for customers to follow up to learn more.
So if you would, what's the best way for an organization to figure out the messaging that's appealing to its customers specifically and also gives them a competitive edge?
Eric, it is so simple. Talk to and learn from your sales team because they're the ones who are speaking with existing customers. Satisfied customers will literally create your optimized messaging. Business owners and marketers need to listen to the sales team who are speaking with customers every day. Lots of times, business owners and marketers will come up with messaging that they think is best to attract customers. But if that messaging doesn't really reflect what customers actually think and feel about an organization's product or service, it won't work. The most effective messaging starts with customers because they're the ones who are taking the action you need. They're opening their wallets and they're buying what you're selling. So if you can determine why they're taking that action from you and not your competition, and then you can communicate that reason clearly, concisely, and convincingly, you're now optimizing your messaging and you're going to start seeing dramatically improved results in all facets of your marketing and sales efforts.
Good stuff. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about VC Incorporated Marketing Online?
Hit that website. Here it is, vcincmarketing.com. That's vcincmarketing.com is the website. And on Twitter, it's at vcincmarketing.
Certainly good to have you back. We've been speaking with Rafe Gomez, a principal at VC Inc. Marketing in New York City, which provides sales support, messaging optimization, and lead generation services to businesses across the United States. And the website of reference, once again, is vcincmarketing.com. Rafe, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Good stuff, Eric. Thank you so much for having me by, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You got it. Come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.